Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Front Stretch Stock Car Scoop. You know me, you know my voice. It is the wonderful voice of Brian Timothy Dale Nolan, and you know my compadre's voice. His name is Mr. Adam James Cheek. Adam, you had the hosting duties along with Mr. Michael Massey on Sunday, and before we dive into anything further, I'd like to address the elephant in the room. Mr. Davey Siegel and I have been arguing back and forth on the Twitter, and then he decided to actually have the audacity to call me out when our good friend Zach Sterniolo was on the Front Stretch podcast, saying that I was absolutely insanity and insane because I did not think Travis Tritt was a top country superstar. Adam, I know you're not the biggest country music fan, but have you ever heard of this guy?
Well, I will say my country music expertise mostly extends to liking Chris Stapleton and Sturgill Simpson, and that's about it, because they bridge to country and rock, which is my forte. Sturgill's Sound and Fury is one of my favorite albums of the past decade. But I know who Travis Tritt is, yes, and I know he was huge in country music, and I'm sure he still is to some degree, but I digress. I do not listen to it, so I would not know what level of fame he is at now. I know he was kind of top of the charts at some point in time.
Adam, you're inches away from having open auditions for a new Front Stretch co-host on this. I can promise you that much. But you redeemed yourself. So the feud goes on. Davey, I got Adam. You can have Zach, and Michael is somewhere in the middle. So we'll continue this at a further date. Adam, let's dive on to some hard-pressed topics that actually people care about and not our country music flavor. And that being the actual racing currently going on. Well, last week in Texas, we dove into how boring it's going to be. There was some entertainment per se. There was a couple of huge wrecks, crazy wrecks that you and Michael discussed on the podcast. But let's dive more into Kansas. Expectations for Kansas before we dive into the questions.
Well, we talked about this on the podcast a little bit when we filled in for Mr. Siegel with Mr. Massey about how Texas and Kansas are usually pretty dull, usually pretty uneventful. But as we saw last week at Texas, everything hit the fan and hit the fan again and hit the fan again. So I think we're going to see, I don't know if we'll see as much chaos as Texas just because of the slightly different track layout on some level. Kansas, just from experience covering racing and playing it on video games and all that stuff, Texas just feels like it has more room for stuff to happen. Kansas, a little less. And Texas, of course, has that wide front stretch and everything. But yeah, Kansas is just kind of your standard mile and a half. And I think it's going to be a pretty tame race. Maybe some interesting stuff happening here and there with playoff drivers, you know, those problems coming up every so often, but I don't think it's going to be as chaotic as last week was.
Now, obviously, there was not high expectations for this race a year ago, and obviously people couldn't pass, and we heard about that after the race when they're behind the car just because of the package. So do you expect some of that same racing that we have seen in the past for this upcoming weekend?
I think it's going to be, I couldn't tell you one way or the other, but I think maybe, well, just because of some of the races we've had this year, and the ones that come to mind really are the two Atlanta races, Kurt Busch and Kyle Busch. They were pretty far out in front of the field when that race ended, but it was those two dueling back and forth, which was super exciting. And then before that, you had Kyle Larson, you know, seeming like he was going to run away with the spring race there, and then Ryan Blaney chases him down, which is something we didn't see last year at Kansas, with Kevin Harvick trying to get past Joey Logano lap after lap after lap and unable to do so. So I think just the other mile and a half this year, like those two Atlanta races, maybe a harbinger of things to come for this weekend. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. And I think I'm going to put my faith in the optimistic side of things. I think we're going to have a very good battle for the lead in the closing laps between who? Who knows? But I think it's going to be an exciting race. At least I'm hoping so.
Now, Adam, for those that don't know, we have a group chat. Me, Adam, Michael Massey, Zach Sterniolo, and Sturby sent us this a little bit ago, a couple of days ago, I should say, that Chase Briscoe, Denny Hamlin talking back and forth. They were on the Instagrams, and then Chase Briscoe took it to Reddit about some of the stuff that happened between him and the 11 car in the past few weeks, even past month. Got into a little bit of a beef on social media this week, Adam. So could this really have an effect on Hamlin and his potential chances at a championship?
I don't think so, because I think these drivers are really good at shutting stuff out when it comes to the last few races of the season, especially Hamlin, who's, you know, sits, what, third in the standings right now, but still in a pretty good spot. I just think there's I think that'll probably more so carry over into the offseason. I think Briscoe, I think they're, from a purely professional standpoint, I think Briscoe and Hamlin are at points where this isn't something that they're going to take out on, or at least Briscoe is not going to take out on Hamlin on the track. And Hamlin certainly isn't going to do anything to endanger his playoff hopes on his end. So I think it's going to be something that might either carry into the offseason or just be resolved off the track in the coming weeks. I think Hamlin's going to go into Phoenix as one of the top two guys for the championship, as we talked about a lot with Larson. And he's going to go out and race for a title.
Joey Logano, 43 points below the cut line. Martin Truex Jr., 22. Brad Keselowski, 15. And Chase Elliott, 8. Out of those four drivers, which one could potentially steal a playoff spot and get a win this weekend at Kansas, Adam?
Well, the thing is that six of the seven remaining playoff drivers that haven't locked a spot into the championship four yet have won. Ryan Blaney's the only outlier there. But I was looking at some stats. We're going to dig out the cheek scrapbook here, or stat book, I should say.
I'd love to see the scrapbook, though, first. That'd be cool.
No, we're going to dig out the cheek stat book because so I did some digging. And Martin Truex Jr., the last four races of Kansas, he's gotten top 10s in all four races. And outside of a 19th in May 2019, he's finished ninth or better in eight of the past nine, including sweeping the races there in 2017. And even before then, he was really good with Michael Waltrip Racing and just a couple of top 10s between 2014 and 2015 with Furniture Row, of course. But you have back-to-back runner-ups in both 2012 races when he was still in the 56 and a fourth in place in 2013. And I looked a little further, and he's never finished worse than 15th at Kansas since the second race there in 2014 outside of that 19th, which is incredibly impressive. And I think that might be just the thing to turn his playoffs around. You know, sitting a driver who's won a bunch of races this year, sitting outside that cut line, can never feel good. And I'm sure he would want to go ahead and lock himself into the final round while he can.
Adam, you want good news or bad news?
Let's get the bad news out of the way.
Okay, bad news, there's tons of rain in the forecast for this weekend at Kansas. Good news, they do have lights. So,
yay.
I don't know how long NASCAR can wait, but it does not look good for this upcoming weekend, especially on Sunday. Only chance PM showers on Saturday, all throughout the day on Sunday. So, this could be a race to halfway. Adam, who's going to be getting the checkered flag if it's on Sunday, if it's on Monday, whenever the checkered flag waves, who do you think will be getting it?
That's a tough question because there's Kyle Busch on there earlier this year. All these guys can win at Kansas. I got to ride the Hamlin train again. I had him last week, and I just think he's going to get it done again. Or it's not done again because he didn't win last week, but I think he'll get it done this time and lock himself in. Dark horse, Ryan Blaney. Ryan Blaney is the only driver left, again, who has in the six or seven drivers that haven't locked themselves in that hasn't won at Kansas, and maybe he gets the job done.
Hey, maybe I do need a co-host, so maybe I will put up auditions for these new co-hosts, because apparently this guy doesn't know who won the last Kansas race or last week's winner regardless. So,
Kyle Busch won it!
Okay, you kind of redeemed yourself there. I'm going to say, I know people don't want to hear this. I'm going to say it's going to be rain shortened on Sunday, And I think it will be the 24 car William Bill Byron getting the
okay.
Dark horse Tyler Reddick. I think he's been getting slowly and slowly better. And I think he's could potentially steal a win on Sunday or Monday.
Okay. I could see that.
Now, if it does go to Monday, frontstretch.com will have all the latest if you're unable to watch the race. Once again, frontstretch.com. You can follow us on Twitter at TheBrianOwen, at AdamInCheek, and at FrontStretch. And once again, for all the latest on Kansas, frontstretch.com. For Adam and everybody at FrontStretch, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk with you Sunday or Monday to recap this race.